We're with Rock at Night.
We're with Rock at Night?
It's an magazine or
whatever.
Yeah,
we want to do just a quick interview with you. So tell us about the band and how it got together.
I'm actually the newest member. I've been in the band for 7 years, but the band's been together since like the late 90s, actually. Mid-90s, so I'm just kind of a newcomer here, but...
Now, where's the band from?
The band is from New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
And what is your name?
My name is Mike.
Okay.
Okay, so tell us a little bit... Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing here and why you felt so strongly to do a charity here.
Well, we got offered the tour with Pennywise, who was headlining tonight, and those guys are, you know, pretty good friends of ours. We've toured with them before, so we've just been out on the road for the past 3 weeks now, just playing city to city, and we had an opportunity like this and thought it'd be a really great thing to do, so that's why we're here.
Do you do things that are similar as far as with charities? In your local area?
I mean, things will come up from time to time, yeah, but mostly we're just touring, you know, nonstop, just
He's
wherever
best,
we can go.
Right?
So where's the next stop?
Tomorrow in Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All the bands are going to Orlando,
yes,
then. Is that right?
That's correct. Even the opener tonight, too. So, yeah, it'll be a good night.
Good, good. So tell us who is who in the band and who plays what.
Well, my name is Mike. I play guitar
right,
in the band.
Right, closer.
My buddy over here is Nuno. He's the singer.
Right.
Guitarist and singer Trevor Riley.
Mm-hmm.
And did I tell you drummer Nick? That's
okay,
Nick.
Okay, drummer Nick.
And then our bassist Brian, which I don't see at the moment. Oh, he's right behind me.
Oh, okay. Good, yeah. good.
They're all spread out. Getting
did you have
together.
Any questions? Political questions.
I'm not good with politics.
Okay,
I'll just be straight up.
No, well, this band basically, you could say, what would you call this type of music? Anarchist? Or what would you call the type of music?
I mean, Nothing in particular, really. I mean,
establishment?
Not really at all. I mean, our music is for everybody. Anybody who wants to listen and will enjoy the music, that's who it's for, you know? We write about our own issues in life and, you know, personal views and things like that. But other than that, you know, people dig it, it's cool. If they don't, no big deal. You know, it's not really for a statement, you know. So
you don't have any particular issues like, let's say, Occupy or
not exactly,
certain...
Not exactly, no. Not as political as other bands, you know. But
Like Anti-Flag.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So you're not... Okay.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for talking to us.
Yeah.
We enjoyed the show and I got some good pictures.
Great.
Rockatnight.com.
Rock at Night, so check us out online and we're on Facebook and Twitter and...
Let me get a card out.
Sure.
And all the regular socials.
Perfect. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to be putting, you know, we'll do a little write-up and put it up on the website.
Cool.
But yeah, this is a lot more people here on a cold night, huh? Than I thought.
Yeah.
This
like
is
pretty,
cold.
It's pretty chilly, actually.
This is cold for Florida.
Yeah. We were in Austin, Texas, actually, earlier in the tour. It was even colder than this. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mike. Appreciate it.
Austin's great. Blues.
It is. It's a great city. Absolutely.
You know what we've been talking about lately, just as an aside? We've been talking about how music has gone so corporate, the music industry.
Yeah.
And it's nice when you can see bands. Oh, okay. You added it to the interview. But, you know, the issue is you can see bands that are not corporate in places like Austin and in places like here. Do you have anything to say to that?
I think that's great. I think that's what music's all about. It has become so corporate and so cookie cutter. I'm not going to lie, there are some pretty good jams out on the radio. You know what I mean? Some top 40 songs. But I mean, for the most part, it really is. It becomes such an equation like that. Everybody follows it.